The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Magazine, and thanks for tuning in today. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. And we were talking to Mike Buck. If you listen every Friday morning about 6:35, Mike and I talk about the weekend show of Generations Magazine. So if you're up that early, if you're in a car, if you're at home, check us out. We'll promote the show, talk about the show. And so, interesting, I mean, Mike Buck knows a lot of people. So I was telling him, hey, this weekend's show is going to be about the cover that we did for October, November, featuring Nappy and Anona Napoleon. And he goes, hey, I know that guy. His brother, I think, paddled with you or something, yeah?
Paddled with me.
So anyway, we're here with Nappy Napoleon this weekend, and what a great story. We had so many emails and calls from people that either grew up with the Napoleons or Anona or surf or paddle with them. But it's a heartfelt story, and I get a lot of comments from people that I know and people that I don't know that talked about your family and what a legend and what a great family you have. So welcome to the show, Nappy.
Well, thank you. Aloha, everybody out there.
So, like I said, you guys grew up. You grew up originally on the Big Island, right?
Actually, not really. I stayed up there a few years with my mom's parents, but I raised in Oahu. Yeah.
And what, Kapolu side, Pololo side?
I've been.
Oh, you said Lanakila side
but
too, right?
I used to live Lanakila, but actually, longest was in Kapuhulu.
Oh, Kapuhulu side.
Side, yeah.
And now you're in Palolo. And so if you read the magazine, you know, one of the things that we like to do is have, I love old pictures, and there's a picture of your wedding picture walking down the aisle, you and Anona. And that, I mean, if you know old Hawaii, when you guys got married, 60s, 70s?
You got married.
He wrote them down.
I got to write them down. You know, things getting rough here. I've been married for 55 years now.
Wow.
55.
And so that picture, if you get a chance, actually, if you don't have the magazine, because we're going to run out very soon, go on to our website, generations808.com. Or if you look on your smartphone, you can Google that. But it's a picture of Nappy and Anona walking down the aisle in their suit and her white wedding dress. That's a classic picture of you guys.
It wasn't too long ago. It was just lately.
But yeah, that just brings up my parents have an old picture like that, and that's what I love about my job is when we meet you guys and talk to you and see these old pictures. It's amazing. Then you have a picture of Anona surfing.
Surfing, right.
She must have been, what, her teens, or was it, she 20s?
Yeah, must be, you know, 19, 18, 19s, around
wow.
there, yeah.
And she was a champion surfer that
she won
the
Macau. She was a champion, the senior open, and then she was a queen, too, for
really?
Macau, yeah.
Wow. Where did Anona grow up?
At Kaimuki.
Oh, Kaimuki.
Kaimuki, yeah.
Okay. And she's part of the Naone family?
Naone family.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. So let me ask you this. How did you guys meet? Did you write that down too?
No, that part I never write down. Then, we met you surfing and canoe paddling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I knew before I used to go with the brothers, go diving. That's how I know her. But, you know, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I'm not ashamed to say that anymore. I'm the luckiest because a guy like me, you know, When I was young, I was the low in the family. You know, I couldn't go to school. I went to school. I can't study. I couldn't figure out when I went to school, you know. That's why I was kind of low. At that time, I always was by myself, actually. And when I got a little older, I always was hanging around. But, you know, I don't hang around with too many people when I'm with my family. But like I said, today, I'm the luckiest. I have a good wife. But to be lucky like me, you got to have a good wife.
Yeah, I was just telling Mike Buck, actually, we were talking on a phone, is that behind every great man is a great wife. You have to have that. You very few times ever do you ever see a successful male or female without a very supportive spouse. And with you now, so I know you guys have been a long time, but how was it raising five kids? I mean, God, five boys, let alone. Yeah, how was that like?
Oh, well, actually, it was really good. Like I said, it was pretty close. And well, like I say, my wife, you know, and the boys, they get in a little bigger. Fathers, don't mind me going back. You got to train your children when they're young. You know, can't wait till they're old. From small kid time, they had chores to do. One clean on the board, you do clean yard, Darren, you clean the house. They all had jobs. And they used to like the water. And every time when they was really small, we always went to the beach.
Right.
My wife, we like the water so much. We take the kids all through life. They like the beach. So when they got older, they surf. They want to go surf. They kind of go till they do all their work at home.
I know. Then, you were telling that story where if you want to go surf in the morning, you had to wait. They did the chores the night before.
Yeah, they stay cleaning at night.
They're smart. Those guys are smart. Yeah. Well, you had five boys.
Five boys.
And you have how many? You remember how many grandchildren you have? I think I can't remember.
I thought my family was 20 something grandchildren today. I cannot even remember the name. I only know remember how many boys, how many girls.
But you have a lot of great grandchildren too, right?
Great grandchildren, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, Nona had a stroke, a year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's part of the great stories. About you guys, Nappy, is that how much dedication you've given to your wife and the caregiving. And check out the magazine because, you know, Anona is, disabled. But your boys come. Somebody comes from the family comes every day, yeah?
Every day I have one. Well, I have only four at home. One boy living in a big island,
right.
My oldest. So. But my four boys not here. Every day one boy come up the house.
Wow.
So when they power, they come up. And I feed her, I feed her 7 o'clock in the morning to the tube. And then at 2 o'clock, I feed her again. And 8 o'clock is the last feeding. So when they come, they give me a hand, make all that stuff to feed her. Then 9 o'clock, then they all go home.
Yeah.
All the boys go home, yeah.
But and they actually, you have a paid caregiver, which they actually pay for themselves.
I'm so happy. And all of a sudden, they come, my boy, they say, don't worry, they're taking care of all this, you know. So how lucky can you be, you know?
Yeah, but it must be really difficult on yourself to caregive, be the kind of, I would say, coordinator, but really be there for your wife 24/7, yeah?
Oh, you know, every night when they put in good word, I got to put in some good word. But, you know, I always share with her, hon, you got to understand. Everybody asking for help, so I guess we got to stand in line right now.
Yeah. And so, who coordinates all the care? Does one of your daughter-in-laws a nurse?
Well, one of my daughter-in-law,
nurse,
Tasha.
Yeah,
she's a nurse, so she's always checking on all the pills. You know, get the right pills there, so I can give it to her.
And so, who coordinates? I mean, does she coordinate who comes what day?
Oh, he's all figured out already. It's all figured out.
Schedule.
And I get a big calendar where I got to put
it.
I always say when I feed her the pills and all that, her blood pressure,
no kidding.
Blood sugar, I got to put, I mark them all down.
Wow, you know all that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, how does she go to the doctor? Because you need a van or something, right?
I have a good friend that lent me the van.
Oh, yeah. Because your truck cannot put the... Can I put her inside the truck?
Well, I carry her in and we go riding around sometimes.
Oh. Yeah. But your friend, that's an amazing story. Your friend has a van that you can put the wheelchair.
Put a wheelchair inside, yeah.
So he lets you use it?
They let me. They said, oh, Nap, we use the van on Tuesday, but any other day you can have the van.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's what you use? Do we take
a
hospital?
So
like
don't
that?
Go hospital like that. I borrow the van.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's amazing how people are so giving.
Oh, how lucky can you be?
There's so many caregivers. We've done so many caregiving stories, and personally for myself, I counsel a lot of families, and it's amazing how many families don't get along. Only families, not all the kids will help out. Maybe one or two will help out, or say, I'm too busy like that, and they don't like to help out. But that's what's so loving story that you guys have, that you guys are all willing to step up to help out with Anona, yeah?
Yeah. And, well, like I said, my wife, you know, when they're growing up, you gotta put the law on them already.
Well, what's amazing about you guys' story is that she went to college and even got a master's and a PhD. She's actually a doctor.
She got all her degrees. That's why I'm so lucky, because when it comes to the kind of smart stuff, you know what I mean? Yes, ma'am. You know, I don't argue. But when it comes to canoe paddling, I'm the boss.
But did you ever do, you know, you did canoe paddling and you did what, 61 straight Molokai Hawaiis?
Yeah, 60.
Wow.
61, yeah.
Did you ever do stand-up or regular surfing, or is it always just canoe?
Always was canoe, and when they had one man
races,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So what's amazing, I have a couple of friends of mine that did the Molokai Hawaii a couple of times. What's that like? You must have been, what, 17 years old when you first started doing that? You
said? My first race when I was 17, I was in 1958. But prior to that, when I was 16, I tried out, you know, because before there's not that many guys train, you know, the canoe club. So
right.
I fit in there. We go long runs.
Right, right, right.
Then when time for Molokai race end up, then they tell me, oh, you're too young. But they needed somebody to train with them. They don't tell you anything.
What was the age? 17 was the youngest?
You had to be 17 to race in the Molokai. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's interesting that you told me that when the race first started, it was only six guys.
Well, right. They started off with six guys only, because it was just new, the race.
Oh,
so I guess not too many guys was interested, you know. So I think maybe a couple years was only six. Then they put where you can have alternates. Then the spot grew big.
Six guys, I mean, you do the whole race by yourself with the six guys. No more change out.
Well, it depends. I kind of like it that way, because I like any other sport, guy like baseball, I love to paddle. So I'd rather stay in a canoe.
So now, so the last race you did, you said what, the oldest age group is 65?
65. So right now we're trying to push for 70s. But,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Are there that many paddlers that still can?
They get quite a few.
No kidding.
For the Molokai 70s. They get, yeah. But you're just trying to get in legal, you know, but they're not voting us in. I guess we're too old.
Well, I did one race, the Molokai Master Blaster.
Mm.
You know, it was just last weekend, but I mean, that was only 6 miles. And the Molokai Hawaii is how many miles?
Oh, 41 miles. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I mean, you're in the open ocean, though. I know you're a waterman, but you ever get scared of sharks or big waves? Did you ever hula your canoe?
Oh, in 66, well, to me, 66 was the roughest year I ever paddled.
No kidding. We turned
over about three times.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then outrigger, I got into trouble. They had to put a canoe on the escort boat and bring them home.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Kailua, Kalama, them, they lost their canoe, I think. And that time, we only used core boats,
core
canoes, yeah.
How do you lose a canoe?
Well, the thing went down, and then it's so rough, so, you know, I guess they're not going to keep track with a boat, you know.
Does the armor ever come off? No?
I don't think come off. I don't think they come out. But anyway, they lost the canoe, and they found parts on the other side of the island.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So today, how many 65 teams are there?
Well, they get quite a few.
Really?
I haven't kept track, but they get quite a few.
Really? 60. Wow.
Yeah.
But are there enough 70-year-old guys? I must be, then, I guess.
Well, we got easy about five crews.
No kidding, 70?
70s, yeah.
Because you got to be in shape. I did that 1 6-mile. That was hard.
Yeah.
And you're talking 41 miles. But you change out every hour or how?
Well, everybody get their own strategy. Some they change every 10 minutes.
Some maybe
every 15 minutes they change, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I know you've done many of them, and your kids have done many of Molokai.
Boys, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're also talking about traveling. You've been all over the world.
Yeah, me and my wife been Tahiti, Australia, New Zealand.
And what are those for? Canoe tournaments?
For canoe races.
Races?
Canoe races. Rarotonga.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You take a Hawaii team?
Well, usually my club.
Do you play
Anui
with
Anui Canoe Club, we take a
Oh, yeah. What was the name of the club again?
Anui Nui.
Oh, that's the one down by the Hilton.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have they been around?
Oh, we've been about over 30-something years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still go out there?
Well, I still go down there and exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you keep in shape. Plus, it's interesting that you grew up not drinking or smoking, even though your family kind of did.
Oh, my family, they love the parties. They love the parties.
Wow. Yeah. But so I give you a lot of credit. You know, you're in great shape still yet.
Thank you.
You can still paddle. Yeah. But how about your kids? All your kids, you said only one is still paddling?
He paddling actually like one man. Oh. Not too much in a six, but one man and stand-up board racing, surfboard race, Aaron, my boy Aaron.
Yeah. But those are those long races too, the one man or the stand-up?
Well, it's long race like from Molokai to here. Yeah.
One man or stand-up?
One man.
Do they do stand-up?
They get stand-up too. Now they got stand-up.
From Molokai?
Molokai.
One person, no change-out?
You can change.
Well, you can't.
You can go as a team, two or three, or you can go single.
Oh. Yeah. So when you guys first met, were you guys paddling together, or did she only did surfing?
We were paddling for the Waikiki Surf Club at that time. The regular season, their own crew, you know, senior girls, and we was a senior man. But we started off like you got novice, you know, like all that kind.
You know, I've been to a couple of canoe tournaments, but how many teams, like on a regular canoe race? I know the Molokai, you said, had 100 teams?
They had about 100. I know last year they had about 103, 104 teams, yeah, this year, yeah.
And so, like on a regular canoe tournament, how many are there? Like 30 or 40, like here on Oahu?
Well, the regular sprint races you're talking about, well, in our association, we have 14 clubs. So you have maybe about 14 lanes, you know, different divisions, 12s, all the way up to the open men.
And so they're all different age groups, right?
Different age groups, yeah.
So I know I'm 59, so I started playing senior softball at 50. Do you guys have like a break point where like 15 over or 40
they
under?
They got 50, they got the 40s. And 60.
Wow. That must be a growing thing, because when I go to the national softball tournament, from 50 to, I think the oldest group is 75.
Mm.
In the country that come to this tournament, about 735 teams.
Oh, boy.
All around the country. And in softball, because you have to run, it's every 5 years, so 50, 55, 60, all the way to 75. Mm. And there's like three different Double A, Triple A, and then what's called majors, where all the guys that play college and ex-pro guys play in that division, but of was 700. You see that? We see it growing. Do you see that growing for paddling too? As well, more people over 50 paddling, still paddling.
It's still paddling. It's growing. Yeah. Well, you know, when you paddle, you know, as you go up, I cannot paddle like a
young
open
guys,
crew,
yeah.
You know. So
yeah.
I'm glad. Well, what they gotta be lucky like us guys. We're not that old, but we go to the 50s, so lucky for the young guys, when they come 50, you got a 50 division. You don't have to go fight for put 50 in. So right. Now we're pushing for 70, so you know, they don't have to worry when they come 70.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So let me ask you this. Well, so when the softball tournament, the national one, the reason why that's gaining popularity is that people that are 50 think they're like their 30s and 40s. Like, I'm 59.
Mm.
I'm going to enter the 60 division next year. But I still think I can play with 30 and 40-year-olds. The big thing, too, is that if you win the tournament, you win a ring.
Oh.
So I put your name, you get the team, the score, the division, you know. And it's something that it's very beneficial. People want to try and win the tournament. So if you win the Molokai Hawaii, do you guys win anything? A trophy or win money or...
Well, you know, way back when I first started, you know, Aloha Week used to sponsor these shows.
Right, you're
Aloha Week.
Right.
Oh, and that was really nice, because when for X amount of dollars, I think it was $200-$300 entry fee, they ship your canoe up there to Molokai. When we go Saturday to rig our canoe, get ready, we have lunch up there. Then in the evening, the king and queen, the court come up to Molokai.
Wow.
We have entertainment. We have dinner. Then Sunday morning, they give us breakfast. Then we paddle across at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. We have awards banquet food. Today, what happened is one of the banks gave the association X amount of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Which what they should have done is give that to the Aloha Week. Because Aloha Week, you know, they help, the money help different things
there.
But no, they kept the money. So what happened? Aloha Week bowed out. So now we suffer. Sometimes entry fee.
Molokai Hawaii is not part of Aloha Week anymore.
Yeah, they're not part of Aloha Week. So now we suffer. We hardly get much anymore. There's no prize money. I just found out no prize money.
Had prize money back then?
Way back you had prize money. Kidding. I think the highest we won like about 500, I think. Yeah.
That's still something, beer money.
But now there's no prize money. I think the only one, I just found out this past race when I was down there, they only gave money to the koa canoe.
Oh, well, yeah, most of them are not koa anymore, yeah?
Well, I don't know what they're thinking is. Maybe I'm bad-mouthing, but I can say what I like. I don't care what anybody say. The money should go to the first place, winner of all. You know, but anyway, things change, you know.
But what percentage of the canoes are koa, actual koa, today?
Well, you know, I love to paddle koa canoe. But fiberglass is fair, in a sense. Why is fair? You can make Bradley all the same weight, the same design. Mm-hmm. Koa ears always was different.
Right.
So it's not really fair because one longer, one shorter, all this kind, you know.
That's right.
But
they're heavier too, right?
Koa is heavier.
It's slower too.
Slower boat, you know.
Yeah, I think the one I did last year was a koa boat that we did the Molokai Master Blast or the 6 mile race. I think it was probably the heaviest boat.
Yeah, the koi.
It was so long
boat.
To get out of the water.
Yeah.
Get off the beach. Every time you got to go in 1 mile, 1 mile, you got to come back out. It was so heavy. We had two girl crews pass us last year.
Yeah. I raced in, I don't know if you remember, in the Bishop Museum, they had a koa boat. I think the name was the A'a. We raced with that boat and 600 pounds.
600 pounds?
The canoe. Koa canoe.
What's a fiberglass boat rate? What's a fiberglass boat rate?
Well, today is high tech. They can make a fiberglass boat. I have one only 170 pounds.
You have one like that?
Fiberglass, and they get lighter ones in that.
Yeah.
But that's not, they paddle in this separate division.
Right.
You know? Yeah, they paddle.
Wow.
Mm. So, but the koa canoe, that's kind of heavy, but now, to race in a racing, got to be 400. You cannot go under 400.
That'd 400 pounds?
Yeah.
But really?
Usually it's a little over 400. Most of the canoes a little over 400. But I think what happened from what I heard when I was young is they made them 400, not thinner, because before we trained with only koa canoes. That's what we used to train. And if they made them really light, you know, the sun he cracked the boat, and so they figured maybe it was thick enough to last.
Wow.
Yeah. Before, we only used koa to train and paddle.
Right. Well, today, everything with technology and everything. But those are expensive boats, huh?
Oh, the koa is expensive,
But does it last that long?
Well, the boat lasts long, but now the boats, it cracks, but they can patch them up, you know. And you look at all the canoes today, though. Old canoe, they get a lot of patches on, you know, not just look like a single log, you know, plenty of patches.
Right. So I want to take you back to part of the story in the magazine that how you used to go down to Waikiki Beach all the time back in the day, right? And so you knew all the Beach Boys?
I knew all the Beach Boys. I learned a lot in the water from Steamboat Mokohai, Rabbit Keikai, all them guys, George Downing. George Downing.
Was Duke still alive?
Duke, I used to carry his big surfboard in the water.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
See, I was about 17, 18. Nothing. I carried his boat. It was in a boathouse. Uh-huh. But Ollie wanted me to bring the boat out by the sand. Uh-huh. And then he took the boat in the water himself. He walked down to the beach.
Oh, you were a young kid.
Yeah.
But... So did you know Chick Daniels?
I know Chick Daniels, yeah. Chick Daniels, yeah.
I knew his son, Bobby Daniels.
Bobby Daniels, I know Bobby too.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah. He's a little bit older than me. He unfortunately passed away already, but he used to talk about his father and legendary, all those guys, even with Didi.
I used to share with the guys while I was a beach boy, you know. I used to say I was a lousy beach boy. They tell me, why are you a lousy beach boy? I was a lousy beach boy. Beach boy style. You take the tourists out, you come in, you enjoy the tourists, you suck them up by the outrigger canoe club.
Yeah.
I never did drink, never did smoke, so you know, I always on the sidewalk by the bar watching everybody go by.
But you just didn't want to smoke or drink? You must have been the only guy that never do that.
Well, like I said, thanks to my parents, I'm the luckiest guy because when they love the good times. So when I'm sleeping in the house, they have parties. When everybody go home, I can smell the beer. And so I get up, I go clean the kitchen, clean up. Oh. I smell a beer, a cigarette. I told my mom that I ain't never going to smoke and drink. Forget it.
Well, they kind of did you a favor
did
there.
Did me a good favor.
Yeah, they had somebody to clean up.
Yeah.
So did you teach?
I teach surfing.
At Waikiki Beach?
At Waikiki. Oh. I learned how to teach surfing, steel canoe, and I'll surf like that.
Yeah. Well, here at Nappy Napoleon, talking about Nappy and his wife, Anona, there are October, November cover stories. We're going to get a short break and come back to talk about Old Waikiki and what he's doing now. So we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. Please tell your friends about the show if they can tune in. If not, go online or you can go on your smartphone like I do and you can pull up every past issue and also listen to all our past radio shows, because this show will be up in about 3 weeks or so. Once our engineer gets up to it, send it to our webmaster, Mr. Malin Moore, who does, you probably your most heard voice in town. Mr. Malin Moore does all the traffic radio in the morning and afternoon, so thanks to Malin. But anyway, also on our website, you can check out all our partners. We have about 60-plus partners, and you know, they're all very great companies that work with the aging community, provide services, a lot of nonprofits there. This is Medicare enrollment period, so check them out. Go to a workshop, talk to an experienced agent that can help you navigate Medicare. And then coming up next year, we're going to have a lot more workshops. Every month, we'll be doing workshops around the island. I think we got scheduled 4 next year with Hale Haole, which is a nonprofit adult day center in Aiea. We'll be doing them. In fact, the grant that we got, what she got, it doesn't allow us to do workshops in Honolulu. So we'll be doing a west side, we'll be doing a north shore side, we're going to be in windward side, we'll be east Honolulu. So look out for these workshops coming up. So thanks to Kathy White at Haole. If you want to get involved and learn about more senior issues, there's a couple means I would highly recommend you go. The first Friday of every month, not in December, so January to November, the first Friday of every month at the Capitol, they have a meeting group called Kupuna Caucus. And basically what they do is all the movers and shakers in our industry will get together and help the politicians form ideas for bills and laws the following year. Like this past year, We lobbied for having an office on aging, the state office on aging, to have somebody specialize with Alzheimer's and dementia, because that's a growing need. In fact, I saw a figure the other day that 30% of our population in the next 5 to 6 years, 30% will be over 60 by 2025. Now, if you figure in 50 and over, you're probably looking at about 35 to 38% of the population over 50, but over 60 is about 30%. So with the amount of dementia and Alzheimer's patients out there, that number is going to double in the next 10 years as well, because more and more people are getting documented. The doctors have deemed them to have mental capacity issues or neurological issues or Alzheimer's dementia. That number is going to grow as well. So we're going to dedicate more stories to Alzheimer's dementia. They have a new director, L.J. Duenas, who came from the American Diabetes Association. He is now running the Alzheimer's Association. So if you have family member, friend, neighbor, I would highly recommend you to learn about the disease yourself first, so you know who your loved one's going through with dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's. They have caregiver support group meetings everywhere on this island, and they're located on Nimitz. Where you see, if you see that building by the coffee shop, what's that famous coffee shop? No, on Nimitz by across Nichols, across the highway from Nichols. But anyway, by the AAA office is upstairs in the back. That's where the Alzheimer's Association. But just give them a call. It's a little hard to find, but once you get there, it's okay. But Eagle Cafe, upstairs of Eagle Cafe, you just enter through the back, go up the ramp, and they're all the way at the end on the right. But they do great work at Alzheimer's Association. You know, one scary statistic is that once you reach the age of 85, it's a 50% chance. I know, Nappy, you're not 85, 80, not even 80 yet, right? Once you reach the age of 85, it's a 50% chance that one of you going to get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Oh.
And that's something I tell families or couples. One of you guys end up going to have Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's a scary thought. And part of it is because we're living longer. Part of it is because of our diet. Part of it is just, you know, the life. I mean, we just, things that we ate or did in the past. For me, a lot of my clients that have Alzheimer's dementia or people that were very smart and stressed out so much. Stress is the biggest killer, if anything. We will be covering a couple of those kind of topics next year. Can't go any further than that, but we will be covering all these kind of things next year. The December-January issue coming out in a few weeks is covering what I've always had a big thing about community service. We're going to be featuring the food bank, Lanakila Meals on Wheels, Hawaii Meals on Wheels, and Aloha Harvest. Those four entities that provide food services for the people of community of Honolulu here. We'll be featuring them on our cover story. So look out for that. And then I'll just give you a little teaser for February, March. We're going to cover a very new law, Our Care, Our Choice. And I'm going to be featuring some people that you know. We just did the interview yesterday on Our Care, Our Choice and the issue of ending life suffering. So anyway, just a little tidbit of that. Anyway, we're here at Nappy Napoleon, and Nappy and his wife, Anona, was on our cover, and we're talking about Old Waikiki. And so, Nappy, you were on the beach at a very young age, huh?
Oh, young was there, yeah. I enjoyed the water.
And did you, so at some point down the road, you got a real job, right?
Well.
Or were you always on the beach?
Well, I mean, I was a beach boy, then, well, I paddled down now. Then when I got to get pretty close to my wife, we went together for 6 years. She was trying out kayak for the Olympics.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then they missed it by only so many seconds a year. They didn't make the Olympics. Then she came home. Then we went together for about 6 years. And then before we got married, I told her I better go. Look for a job, see if I can work, you know, if I can handle this situation. So I went work, and then everything was all right. So I asked her to get married. We got married. So,
oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And then you have five kids.
I have five boys.
And she was a teacher?
She was a teacher at Star of the Sea. She went to Star of the Sea.
Oh, she went back to
graduated, wow. Yeah, get a degree, then she went back to Star of the Sea again.
Yeah, she was a PhD and
then language she was teaching,
Yeah, and And one interesting fact is that you're both part of the Hawaiian Waterman Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You were 2000, or when were you inducted into the Hall of Fame? Remember, what year?
That's why you see, I gotta have my wife in there. She do all the thinking for me.
Well, she was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2011, I think, around there.
Yeah,
and I think you were early 2000, I think, into Hawaiian Waterman Hall of Fame. Is that because were you a Outrigger Canoe Club member, or you stayed over there a lot, right?
I used to rake for wow. the beach service at Outrigger Canoe Club.
And tell that story. You used to rake the beach?
Oh, do a lot of raking every morning over there.
Really? To clean up the beach?
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, one thing interesting, I was telling you during a break that I wish the kids today could have seen that. Because the kids today, they don't know what hard work is. Yeah. Technology is great and technology advancement, but, you know, I think if you go to a detention home or there's other places, you put them on probation, hey, tell them you got to go rake the beach and see if they do that crime again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, raking a beach, I mean, when I was small kid time, I lived in the mainland for a while, we had to shovel the snow.
Oh, boy.
That is hard, just like raking a beach.
Yeah.
I mean, the snow, and if you don't do it, your dad can't get the car out of the driveway. If you don't rake the driveway. I mean, you're talking about 2 or 3 feet of snow when I lived in Virginia. But so tell us about the beach. I mean, you taught a lot of tourists.
A lot of tourists surfing, you know. Met a lot of tourists out there. Teach them how to surf. And amazing, at that time, we were surfing. Canoe rides was the cheapest ever, was 75 cents. You get three rides.
Three rides,
you know. And then surf lessons was like $3-4 an hour. Now, surf lessons of $100-something an hour. Canoe rides over $40-something one guy.
One time.
Yeah, and you know, pay for the waves, you know. You get the water out there. But that's the way it goes. But anyway, like I said, you know, things change, you know. Like, I'm so lucky because my kids, when they're small, like, I would give good advice to the generation today. You know, before, when you go to dinner with your children, you talk on the table or at home, how's your day, you know, what's going on in school. Today, now, when you in the zippies, the big family in there, everybody on the phone, nobody talks, you know. And then the part is, you got to live simple. I tell my family, live simple. If you don't learn simple today, your wife got to go work. Your kids all run wild, but everybody got their own theory how they want to raise their family. So, you know. But
what are some of the lessons that your parents gave you besides the lesson, you know?
Well, for me, where I had my sister and my brother, two of us, and with me. And my mom was crippled, so I kind of, from young time, I got to help her clean the house. Every Sundays I got to clean the whole house. Fine's working. I'm not bragging about my cousins. They kind of beat me when working time. But, you know, anything else smart in it, I'm not too smart. But I had to do this to help my mom out, you know, clean the house. That's why, you know.
Okay, I'll have you come over and talk to my son. You can't even clean up one room, let alone the whole place.
Yeah. And, you know, like my boys, you know, I can honestly say that they don't talk back to my wife when I, you know, our style of stick coming, brother. So they don't, you know, they always pay attention.
So what are some lessons that you've learned from your wife, from Winona? What are some that she taught you?
Well, you know, I love my wife so much, you know. And she, like I said, we always did everything together. We travel all together, we surf together, you know, all the kind of things. But I had a kind of mean mother-in-law, you know, when I used to take her out when we were going together. Oh, boy. If I came home later than 10 o'clock, she would be whacking my wife with the newspaper or something. I'm right by the door, and she would move. So my wife, and the only time I can, she get punished. Yeah. And the only time I can see my wife when she's at the university studying, then I go up there, and, you know. But I had a strict mother-in-law.
you know. And then she, you know, how they don't think too good. They think we're fooling around there. Then we never had my, when we got married, then she knew we was fooling around. Then I had my first son came out.
Wow, it's amazing. So what are these, some of the things that you passed down to your kids? Are your kids house clean?
Oh, my boys, they can cook. They all good cook. They come, like I said, when every day one boy come up, they cook. They cook for me. Oh, when they cook, they think I get plenty of guys over the house. Only me, I get enough food for 1 week. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and only you and your Onona at the house.
Only me and my wife. Yeah, yeah. But my boys, they are good cooks. Yeah.
And are their house clean too?
Oh, they're right on. They're right on. They're right. But yeah.
So you have a lot of grandkids or great grandkids surfing? Are someone still surfing?
Oh, my grandchildren. I wish I could have raised all my grandchildren. I wish I could. Even my greats, I like raise more bigger.
Yeah.
I come from a rough school. They don't pay attention. The stick coming. You know what I mean?
Old time. You can't do that anymore today.
You know, but, I still see. You know, like sometimes my granddaughter telling my grandchildren, do this, do that. Oh, they don't do it, but when they see me, well, they got to hop because the stick coming, brother.
That's the difference of the way bringing up kids.
Yeah, everybody get their own way. Yeah.
And then now with attorneys and lawsuits, and it's just amazing. But so, are you gonna do the Molokai next year? You think, or you retire from that already?
Well, I keep telling my wife, soon I can get that tube out of her, and her gonna be traveling again.
Oh yeah. Are you, is that a goal? You think you'd be able to do that with your health?
I hope so. Yeah, been putting a lot of good word upstairs up there. So you know.
Yeah.
The song, I can take the tube out, she can eat by mouth, and we're clear, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good clear, for you. Yeah,
because I don't mind carrying her or pushing her in a chair.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So I know last time I met you at the beach, you were doing some stuff for Iolani School. Do you do that on a part-time basis or on a regular basis?
Well, was with St. Francis.
Oh, St. Francis,
yeah, but you know the school out, so... Well, I was kind of helping out with the canoe program.
Oh, St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Okay, not Iolani. Yeah. Okay.
But Iolani, I let them come down where my canoe club is. They leave their canoes there and they train.
Oh, good for you. So what is... But the kids don't... Are you coaching young kids anymore?
Not anymore.
It'd be hard to coach the young kids today, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not hard to train them. You just, like I said, when you say something, that's the word.
Yeah, that's old school, and the kids say you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Even when I try and coach my son, he doesn't quite get it a little bit. But, you know, if you do what they tell you and do the things that make you work hard, you know, in the last couple of years, he's really realized that. All this teaching I've been doing all the last 5-6 years, now he's coming up, and now intermediate ball, now JV ball pretty soon. He's finally finding some success. And the success comes from all the hard work that I've been working them on. They can run, exercise, throw, stress like that. So it's been really important. So it's good to see all that hard work now, sweat and tears and crying and complaining to me and don't like what I tell him to do. Now all that he's realized, hey, this hard work is really making him successful at that.
Yeah, good.
But is canoe paddling growing, though, the sport growing? Because I know bowling is still, you know, lack of bowling alleys now. Not too much bowlers, but is canoe paddling growing?
Well, when I sit down and talk about that, I'm thinking, not really, in the sense where there are a lot of canoe clubs now.
Yeah.
A lot of canoe clubs.
They break off after going someplace.
Well, what happened? The guy joined your club. He get wild with you. He quit. He started his own club, but he taking paddlers from you.
Oh.
So at one time, the canoe racing, sprint races, 8 canoe clubs, every event from the 12 to the open. Every event, 8 canoes in a race.
Wow.
Now our association, we have only 14 clubs. Sometime in a race has only 3 canoes.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have enough paddlers.
Yeah, not enough because guys stealing paddlers. So when you look at it, you know.
Yeah. Are you doing any, are you going to, you know, you said in the past you've been all over the world. Those are just canoe tournaments or is it for the environment? I know a lot of people are looking at the environment of the ocean today.
Oh.
Trying to clean them up, yeah?
Yeah.
You see a lot of that? Are oceans getting worse?
Well, I think so. We, like me, you know, like our club, we get rubbish, we clean the rubbish. But from on the news, I've seen, some places pretty bad, you know, they're not taking care of the beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to the family. Do they see what you're doing as, and you're leading as an example? Because a lot of people think caregiving is kind of hard, yeah? But they see you there all the time, and they see your sons there. Hopefully they can understand down the road when they're on, when they get older, that they're going to understand caregiving is kind of a duty, yeah? You got to kind of do, yeah? But some guys say, nah, I'm too busy. I'm going to be in Vegas. I don't like to do that. Do you see that? But your kids are always pretty good about that, yeah?
Well, like I say, well, my boys, at when they was young, you know, they always liked the waterwork. But, you know, when they get, well, this is not nice to say, but I kind of wish, that, like me, I'm lucky because my wife loves the water.
Yeah, you're very lucky.
So we're always in the water. Like my boys, their wives, not like how my wife, we've got to go to the water, you know. They got their own idea what they want, you know, that kind of thing.
So what did your family think about your cover story?
Oh, right on, right on. Right on, yeah, yeah.
So if you're listening out there, I got a call, and I played the voicemail for Nappy this morning, but we did get one special call. We got several calls, but one special call was from a lady talking about she grew up with you, I guess Kapahulu, and she read the article about Nappy and Anona, and she left a very nice voicemail for you, and I played it earlier, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are that person, give me a call or send me an email. Well, you got my phone number, obviously, but and Nappy would like to say thank you, yeah?
Thank you.
Because it was a heartfelt thank you, and I guess she grew up with you, I guess, but she thanked us for the story and the story about Anona and your care for her, because that's one thing, guys. You know, I work with a lot of families, and I have to give this guy Nappy a lot of credit for being there for his wife, dropping everything, even including the Molokai Hoi. It's the first year he didn't do it in 61 years. To be by your wife, that we have to give you a lot of credit for that, and
thank you,
especially for your boys and your all the wives and all the grandkids for being there. Because when we say we do the story, and in the magazine is a photo shoot where we did, you know, all the kids and grandkids, they all came, even though they're playing on the side before we got set up, all the young boys, but and then it's okay, we got to take a picture. Okay, they all came over and they all kind of straightened up, and I was really surprised how obedient they were. You know, they were playing around, horsing around, a swing and everything like that. And the mom said, okay, we'll take photo shoot. They all went over there, and they didn't make any noises. And yeah. They didn't complain. And they just sat down and sit up nicely and smile. And they were really good. Because I tell you, if I have my niece and nephew, some of them, they're not going to listen.
Ah, but you know why? You never see me. I was in the corner with the stick, waving the stick.
No. But so I have to give you a lot of credit, and give you a lot of credit to Anona when I see her later today. But it's been a great time, and I think, you know,
we wanted
to honor you and Anona, and I'm sorry to hear about her health now, but it's something I think you're a really good example of, not only a great legendary waterman, but just as a father and as a parent and now as a caregiver and a husband to Anona. But it's something that we want. When I heard your story, and I wanted to do it because, you know, so many stories about caregiving, and people I've talked to, families, they're very difficult and they hate each other. I know a couple of families suing each other because of the way they care for their kid, for their parent. And it's just sad to see people fighting over money, control, power. And my experience with your family, Nappy, is just really fantastic, you know.
You know, Nomai, I want to say one more thing. Yeah. I'm on the radio where, you know, for what I am today, paddling, winning, you know, races and like, but thanks to all my friends out there who pull me around, make me what I am today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, Jeff G, Randy Chan, and George down there all taught me about paddling. They're the one that makes me what I am today.
Well, you're one tremendous guy, Nappy. And I know I'll see Nona later on, but thanks to both of you for talking about and giving us, allowing us to come into your, peeking into your lives and your, how you guys grew up and everything. And thanks to all your kids and grandkids. I know we did that picture, family picture, there were a couple of wrong names in there, so we got to get that straight. Now we'll make the correction in the following issue.
Thank you.
Thanks for your, I think your daughter-in-law has called me, or your granddaughter called me and said, hey, we got wrong names here. But Thanks so much, everybody. Every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. And thanks to Mike Buck. But Nappy, I love you guys and I love your story. So thank you very much. Anyway, Generations808.com has all our past radio shows, TV shows, and actually all the past cover stories. So thank you very much, everybody. As always, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.